is yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair. From North Macedonia, we have done a lot of activities together with our, let's say, partner NGO, Journalists for Human Rights, in this field. We have organized workshops for strengthening capacity using the translated Equitable Scorecard of Water and Sanitation into Macedonian and Albanian. The workshops were attended by participants consisting of specialists of hygiene, environmental health, and employees from the municipalities, from the environmental and communal sectors. The Institute, together with NGO Journalists for Human Rights and specialists of environmental health from the centers of public health in several municipalities, Skopje, Kumano, and Veles, made assessment on the situation related to the equitable access to water and sanitation in Skopje region, northeast region, and municipality of Veles. This assessment has been made in 2015-2016, and after that, local action plans have been developed with activities to be implemented by the relevant municipalities. Recently, we have been working together with Journalists for Human Rights before and after COVID pandemic period on achievement of SDG 6.2, especially equitable access to wash in schools, with special accent on girls with special needs. We have been working on three elements regarding wash and monitor, the work on three municipalities where the scorecards was implemented, as well as on education and increasing awareness on the topic. Journalists on Human Rights have provided the following activities. During the COVID pandemic, their team of three trainers organized training for WASH in all secondary schools in capital in Skopje, which covered around 800 students. With the beginning of the next school year, they conducted the same training online with the students from higher classes of the primary departments engineer in the municipality, airport, Kisela Voda, and Šutorizeri. In the field of water, together with Journalists for Human Rights, we have been working on monitoring the implementation of the plans for action in the municipalities of Kumano and Veles. And according to the results of the scorecard, it goes slowly, but they try to fulfill the targets. Together with the Regulatory Water Commission, we are working on drawing up a compensation program for paying the water bills on marginalized groups of citizens. Since the next month, we will start the implementation educational program how to use water economically. In the field of sanitation, Journalists of Human Rights were working on, let's say, they have renovated 15 schools' toilets according to menstrual hygiene management standards. They are in process to reconstruct still three toilets in one primary school in Skopje, in Aerodrom, as well three more in rural area of Kumano. Reconstruction will start next year. Prepared and organized training for access to wash for girls with special needs, as well as adapted the sanitation for them. Also, Journalists for Human Rights were working on menstrual hygiene management. It was prepared cost-benefit analysis for menstrual product, worked intensively to decrease the menstrual product tax from 18 to 5% with the aim to afford the menstrual product to any women. We are still working to obtain free package of menstrual product for each student, even that the municipality of Skopje decided that each student in secondary schools will receive the free package. 1 year after this decision, the products are not distributed. Journalists for Human Rights, through street action and with support of private company and with few embassies in Skopje, organized 2 times per year the action for collecting the menstrual product. And with this product, we cover the girls students from primary school. Institute of Public Health, together with Journalists for Human Rights, we have been promoting the above mentioned activities by organizing special promotional activities during the World Water Day, World Hygiene, and World Toilet Day. Tomorrow we have prepared all our, let's say, infographic according to, let's say, UN that was provided. And also we have published few papers in several few papers in scientific journals and in USA portal. Thank you very much.